You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. There's a new school for pregnant and parenting teenagers. It's called Cardinal Academy. Now, the school is partnering with the Salvation Army to make sure these students get the support they need to earn their high school diploma. Joining us today to talk more about this are Emily Bergstrom. She is Executive Director of Cardinal Academy, and Danielle Hansen with the Salvation Army. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Emily, I'd like to start with you. Tell us about the school and how this partnership came about.
Sure. Cardinal Academy was a result of a previous pregnant and parenting program closing down in Boise this past spring. And when we look at the data, we know that there are still young people giving birth in Ada County who are in need of these services. So this past winter, a colleague of mine, Deb Hedden Nicely, and I got together with the help of Bloom and proposed this new charter school, which would continue the tradition of providing this small, safe, accessible environment for teen parents in our community. And it allows the Salvation Army to keep doing the work that they've been doing in our community for almost 100 years.
So, Danielle, talk a little bit about the Salvation Army's role in this.
Yeah, so the Salvation Army has been serving pregnant and parenting students for, just about 100 years. We're celebrating 100 years in September. And what we do is we provide the social services and kind of wraparound services, such as an incentive store, so diapers, wipes, and a case manager if they needed any social service help. The Salvation Army is so excited about this new partnership, and we started out originally as a hospital, and it turned into an educational sort of model. So we're so excited to be maturing that into a charter school with the help of Emily and Deb.
And Danielle, my understanding is that you also provide on-site childcare, correct?
Oh, yes. That might be the most important part. Yes, we have a brand new facility in West Boise, where we have an on-site childcare facility, and it's ran by New Horizons Academy.
You know, Emily, one of the things that that really struck me was, you know, when you look at all of the literature around Cardinal Academy, you know, one of the big things is you say it's a judgment-free zone. Can you talk about, you know, why that's so important for these teenagers?
Absolutely. There is still a lot of stigma that goes with being a young parent. And, you know, in some ways we've come so far, but that feeling is still there. And a lot of our students report feeling judged for their decisions to become parents. And providing that small environment really allows them to access education in a different way.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, I think there's still sometimes this idea that when we talk about, you know, I mean, of course, pregnant teenagers are girls, but when we talk about parents, you know, teen parents, you also tend to think, well, those are the moms. One of the things, though, that you do at your school is that dads are welcome too, because Emily, you see that as well.
Absolutely. We understand that there are a lot of dads out there who would like to be involved in their child's upbringing. They have similar needs to the moms. They need access to the same kinds of services and the same kind of small, non-judgmental environment. And, you know, empowering those dads to get an education is just another way to help that child to find success later on.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Emily Bergstrom. She's the Executive Director of Cardinal Academy, and Danielle Hansen with the Salvation Army, talking about a new partnership with this new charter school called Cardinal Academy in regards to helping teenage parents and pregnant teens with their academic goals. So, Emily, the school has a flexible schedule. So can you talk about what that looks like And also, you know, the need for something like that, you know, something not as traditional as kids, you know, going to school from 8 to 3.
Absolutely. We still have the same requirements as any high school in Idaho, but what we're able to do is be a little bit more flexible with the schedule. So if a student is really eager to earn those high school credits, they can come the full day from 9 to 4, but perhaps they work late at night or have an after-school job and maybe need to come in a little later or leave a little earlier. We also provide all of the services necessary on-site, such as we have an on-site medical clinic, on-site mental health counseling, academic and career counseling on-site. And so if we can get them to school, they can access all of the services they need while being able to take on some of those more adult responsibilities that come along with being a young parent.
You know, Emily, what do you hear from these students in regards to really this opportunity for them to finish their high school education, you know, at the minimum? Because look, the cards are stacked against teenage parents. We know that. But in order for them to be successful parents, you know, sometimes you need this extra help, because parenting at any age is rough.
Without a doubt, parenting, like you said, at any age can be rough. It can be very isolating and lonely. And what I have heard students say time and time again is that they wouldn't have been able to continue their education without a specialized program that focused on their needs. The students we see are some of the absolute strongest and most resilient people you have ever met. And we're really here just to help them figure out what's next for their growing family and to help them to see the resilience that already exists in them and tap into that in order to reach their goals for beyond high school.
And Danielle, from the Salvation Army's perspective, you know, how important is it that the social services that these students need are truly, you know, right there for them? They don't have to go try to find those services.
Yes, part of the Salvation Army's mission is breaking down those extra obstacles and barriers that these students might have to use as not an excuse per se, but a challenge that prevents them from bettering their life. The great thing about this facility is that it is all under one roof. We have the gym right next to the food pantry, right next to, or above us is the school and the medical facility. So we're all about trying to create accessibility for these students to make that generational change.
And Emily, before we wrap up, I'm assuming can students still enroll? Do you have space right now? How do these pregnant and teen parents find out more?
Thank you. We do have space right now and would love to get as many of these teen parents back in school as possible. Some of them may be dropped out and wondering if it's a good move to come back. Some may be just finding out that they're pregnant. We can register students through our website, which is cardinalacademycharter.org, and they can follow us on social media. There is a phone number they can call and text if they'd like to come get a tour. And we are just eager to connect these students who we know are out in our community to these amazing services that are now available.
Well, I want to thank both of you for the work that you are doing and for coming on our show. We've been talking with Emily Bergstrom, Executive Director of Cardinal Academy, and Danielle Hansen with the Salvation Army. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.